into the. You went out, tuned into the. You went out, tuned into the Frogcast. Oh my gosh. So, hi.
Hi.
Good
Love
morning.
Love in Paradise. Good morning.
Love in Paradise. I am still digging this. I'm starting to see some of the 90 day tropes, but I'm hoping, you know, we'll see. The fact that at least it's different couples and it's a little like they're not trying to, I have said this before, not trying to fit them in the box of like before the 90 days or like we have to get married at the end of this. That alone is enough to make it exciting for me. So I'm okay with the putting the little 90 day tropes in there, the Matt Sharp signature secret and things like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they have their, it is a 90 day thing, but it seems like it's filtering out to all their shows where there's like secrets and all of them. So if Sharp is producing it, then this is kind of the basic template that they use.
Yes. And actually, sorry, I'm before we get started, I hope you guys will indulge me for just a second. My beautiful friend, Chelsea, who, by the way, got ordained yesterday and I watched the ceremony. It was beautiful. She, her husband is on, just got on the National Kidney Registry. He needs a new kidney. And I just want to share that link with all of you guys. It's not a registry where they're asked like a GoFundMe. It's not a crowdsourcing thing as far as that goes. It's not asking for money. What it is asking for is awareness of this, you know, kidney issue and creating more donors, more possible living donors. If you know somebody or you want it, you're interested in it, I'm going to link his information, Matt McCutcheon. It's going to be linked down in the show notes. If you want to just take a look and just read it, information, share it. If it's something that you want to register for, that's great too. No pressure. There's no money. It just, if you can take a look at it and read it and share it, if you can, if you want to, he's in dialysis like 4 days a week right now. And, he's trying to get a new kidney. So, thank you for indulging me. Now let's get back to Love in Paradise. Okay. So Love in Paradise. So let's go to Jamaica with Ariana and Sherlon. Now Ariana's pregnant and she has her mom and two of her sisters with her. One of her sisters has met Sherlon already when they met him initially, and the other sister has not. And then there's mom. So they get down there, and because of like COVID and everything, apparently Jamaica has this like strict curfew. So they were not sure if they can see him that night, but then they go down to the beach and they see him on his boat, his family boat that they take people out, Reefer in Paradise or something like that, where they take people out to the reefs.
Oh, and, I thought it was a reefer.
It is. They call it reefer. Like, yeah. So it's a...
It just hit me.
Get it?
Rick. Get it? Hit me? Anyway.
Yeah, that's his family... Yeah,
family business, huh?
Yeah. In... God, yeah, reefer. It's like Reefer in Paradise. I don't know. Like, if I can find the link for it for his family business, I'll link it in the show notes. But oh my God, it's like a boat. They take him out, and I don't know if they like they go like not scuba diving, but the other one, snorkeling.
Oh, yes.
Snorkeling and stuff on the reefs, get it? But it's also this, you know, I don't know if they like smoking up the ganja after.
I would assume that is a part of the entertainment.
You know, I'm no idea. But that's his family business, right? And so they end up seeing him because his boat is on the way coming back in. So they end up seeing him that night and mom and sisters meet him. So you had some thoughts on mom interrogating Sherlon.
I just don't like the whole family's coming to visit with like this weird intention of like, what are you going to do for my daughter? Or, you know what I mean? It just seems like the whole gang up on the one guy because
right,
your daughter and him both fucked up. you know.
Yeah.
But they come there like, you know, guarding the princess. You know, what are you going to do for her now that you got her pregnant?
Are you going to take care of her? Are you going to like, what are you going to do? Like, are you going to step up to the plate? And, you know,
I hate that so much. I do agree that there should be like involvement, but like, don't force people to like step up in a way that's not going to work, because then you're just creating a bad situation. We see it in Kalani and fucking Asuelu, where the only reason they got married is because she got pregnant.
Right.
Granted, right. I don't know. They may have found some love otherwise, but it seems like that was the catalyst to move things forward and get married and, you know, whatever. So it's like, sometimes that shit's not just, it's just not going to work. So I hate the whole like, well, what are you going to do for her and how are you going to be there for her? And
You know,
as if like he put a magic spell on her and told her not to.
not to use protection. Right.
Both of them, damn it.
Well, part of what I think makes this whole interaction so weird for me is, so the relationship between Ariana and Sherlon is very awkward. Right. Their interactions are very awkward. And I think, you know, they haven't been real clear on this, but from what they've shown, it does not appear that they are in a love relationship. Right. Like, she keeps talking about, I hope he comes to the US and we have a family together. But they're not in a relationship in a way other than he's her baby daddy. Right. Or, you know, he's the father of her kid. And so, like, it's like they have this weird side hug thing happening, and, you know, which okay, I get. I mean, this is what happens, right?
Well, they're like, essentially strangers.
Right.
Honestly.
And don't, I mean, I don't think they should force a romantic relationship where there isn't one. Like, accept it for what it is. But does she like him more than that? And is she okay with them just being co-parents? Which is fine. You can be co-parents. You don't have to be in a romantic relationship just because you had a, you know, you're going to have a baby together, right? Be good co-parents. You might actually be better for the baby if you're just good, like, friends, co-parents, rather than trying to force a relationship that's not there, because then you start getting resentments and not meeting expectations and all of this stuff.
Right.
And that's just icky, right? That's not good for the kid. Like, just, if it's not a relationship, just be friends and co-parents, right?
Exactly.
So, yeah. So that's, I don't know. That's my thought on it. She's all self-conscious because she's, you know, she's pregnant, and she says, you know, because she had just lost a ton of weight when she met him. So she was all, you know, like, feeling herself, which is, you know, great, fantastic. But now she says she's pregnant. She says she doesn't look pregnant. She just feels fat and looks fat. And she's all self-conscious because he's around all these beautiful women. And they talk about his work at the swingers resort. And he denies that he sleeps with any of the people.
Why is he going to publicly say he's breaking the rules for his job?
Right.
Just saying.
I don't think she believes him. But he's saying, like, she understands that he has to say that, because, like, he shouldn't, in theory, have slept with her either, maybe. I don't know. I guess because he didn't meet her there. I don't know.
I think just the dynamics have changed. Like, if he were to be in a relationship, his type of job and the things how he fucking met her. Mm-hmm. And how quickly that went would probably be on the mind of, okay, well, how many times have you since I'm gone? How many times will you?
Right.
You know, I mean, like, that's
clearly
just,
he's the type to do that. She's the type to do that too. And I ain't knocking that. Like, I'm not knocking that at all. But the expectation, the understanding has to be that if both of them were willing to do that with each other, then he's probably willing to do that with other people too.
Well, more so is if they're deciding to have a relationship and it is monogamous, then I guess it's just common sense that you wouldn't do that. So I really don't know what's going on with them. It's like really confusing.
Yeah, they haven't been clear about that, which leads me to think that, like, either they're setting that up for the storyline, or that just really is. Like, there isn't any more clarification on it. And that's, I mean, the storyline is that it's confusing, you know? What should it be? What should the relationship be? Is there something more than just us being co-parents? You know, she met him and hopped in bed with him. Like, yeah, they, you, like you said, they're strangers to each other. So,
right. Well, and that's why, like, nothing else. I mean, hopefully they've gotten to know each other a little bit long distance wise and decided if they really want to have a relationship. But I mean, it seems more serious if you're going to drag your whole fucking family there to meet them.
Right.
So I don't understand what the outcome is supposed to be of this. Like,
yeah,
my mom's going to grill you for our bad choice. And that's the episode.
Right. Right. You know, well, I guess we'll see, you know. I don't know. Like, I don't want it to focus on that. I want them to work out their awkwardness. I want to see that. I want to see them being awkward with each other. I don't really care so much about the mom grilling him because, like you said, that's just like whatever. But I want to see them try to figure out their awkwardness. So hopefully we get to see.
They need some time alone to talk about what they think it should be and what they both want.
Right. She says that they need to have those conversations that they haven't had them thus far, which seems weird to me. Like, if you're that pregnant, like, and you're coming down with your whole family, like, it feels like you should have had some of those conversations before.
Maybe she's better talking in person.
That's true. That's
some true. People just are.
Yeah.
Or he's avoiding, you know, some people don't like messaging.
Yeah.
Or yeah, Skype.
And maybe, you know, not having a lot of Zoom calls or FaceTime or whatever, you know, and yeah, maybe they need to see what their interaction is together in person and see if that they have chemistry, see if there is something more than just, okay, we're going to be co-parents, you know. I don't know, but I'm excited to find out. So that's that couple. Hey, fraudcasters. Everyone knows that finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge. I know I've always had problems with it, whether it was the fit or the quality. Luckily, the perfect t-shirt does exist, and you can find it at Skims, the maker of my perfect t-shirt bra. Now I have the perfect t-shirt to go with that bra. From either crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, there's a style for everyone. My cotton jersey t-shirt is now a wardrobe staple for me. I reach for it almost every day, and the fit is so perfect because it snatches me right in at the waist. I've washed it a million times, and it's held its shape really well. It fits like a dream. I absolutely love it. And honestly, you guys, I thought, like, okay, this shirt is going to be too small for me, and it's not going to fit right, and all the bulges are going to show. But it doesn't at all. I put it on and it magically stretches to fit me perfectly. And it holds all those bulges in. Every little but last bulge that I have is all held in. And it looks fantastic. I absolutely love it. And it is super, super comfortable. And it is one of my new favorite t-shirts. You can shop the Skims t-shirt collection at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small up to 4X. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu. The next couple we see is Amber and Daniel. Now, this is the Costa Rica couple, although he's from like Venezuela or something. I get this wrong. I got it wrong on the last episode.
You did.
I did, because I listened to it, and I was like, oh, shit, I was wrong. I forget.
It's okay. We know where they're from. We don't have to.
Okay. Okay. They're in any case, they are in Costa Rica, and their storyline so far has been, they're like totally in love, but she is talking realistic now. Like, you know, he proposed on one of the trips. So they had built this genuine relationship. There's no pregnancy forcing anything. But her question is, so she's trying to get him over on the K-1 visa. But she's concerned because, you know, is there, you know, in the real world, what's a relationship going to be like? Every time she's been there, it's been like vacation mode. So how is that going to translate to real world? And then she's getting a glimpse of it because she keeps asking him to do, she keeps asking him to do his paperwork and the things that he needs to do. And he hasn't done it. But the other thing is that she's basically financing their relationship and everything together because he didn't have a job. And then he has a job, but he doesn't make much money or whatever. And so she's starting to get some resentments about that. So she gets to Costa Rica and she's like, well, I can't be mad at him right now just because I'm so excited to see him and all this stuff. But then like, so he does this big romantic thing for her, like this picnic thing. What did you think of him trying to do that?
I mean, it's an effort. It's more than other people do. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I mean, that's true. That's true. Yeah, so she's all excited because, you know, he has flowers and wine and he has this whole thing. And so she's excited. But then he's also trying to butter her up because he has a secret. So his secret is that he quit his job.
Oh, God, scandalous. Fuck.
I know. And that he quit his job so that he had time to go all over the island and get the paperwork that he needs to get for the K-1 visa, except that he hasn't actually done any of that. So Amber is pissed off because this is just the exact like scenario she didn't want. And he's proving that to her, at least in her eyes, that he's not really an adult. Like he's not mature to do what he needs to do.
Well, I mean, the fact that he thinks he has to quit his job to have more time to get the paperwork for the visa.
Yeah.
That was the reason.
Yes.
I wanted more time to do what I was supposed to do.
That in itself doesn't make any
fucking sense.
Like, why? Like, and his excuse is things work differently here, which I can understand. Like, you can't necessarily just like get online and maybe call the police department and, you know, submit your request for your, you know, criminal record or whatever it is, all the documents that you need, you know, your birth certificate and all this stuff. But you get days off. Do you work like 18 hours a day, 7 days a week?
Well, he has to have enough time for leisure.
Right. He lives on a fucking...
So it's definitely not spent cleaning rooms. For leisure. I need to quit my job to do adult stuff. That's how we all do it. I'm doing it wrong.
I need to quit my
job so I can go do adult stuff.
Oh my God.
I need to quit my job so I can figure out how I'm going to pay my bills. What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like him for her because of all this. Like,
I feel like she's trying to like accept him and kind of, I don't want to use the word mold, but kind of like
help him grow up.
Oh, that's terrible.
that's what it is, right?
Kind of. It just is that dynamic that seems like she's trying to wrangle a fucking teenager to do what they're supposed to do in college, you know? Like,
yeah.
You know, mom, I had to quit my job so I could, you know, focus on the SATs. You know,
that's like saying that's like quitting school to focus on studying for the SATs, right?
I mean, admittedly, it was a hard test.
Yeah, but you don't quit school to do it. You work around your schooling to do it. Like even Baby Frauded is more adult than this kid.
No,
and Baby Frauded is not getting engaged anytime soon.
No. No Costa Rica trips though?
No, he and his girlfriend they're adorable. They've been together for like a year. She just graduated from high school. She's going off to college in a couple weeks. So yeah, he's dating an older woman. She's a year ahead of him. And they're adorable together.
Oh, the scandal.
I know.
A year ahead.
I know. They're gonna have to like survive long distance, which is like a 6-hour drive. It's not that bad. You know, and he's, you know, today, actually, the day this episode is going to be released is I think they call it like Common Core, but it's not Common Core math. It's something where it's like a common college application. Like it's a consolidated.
Interesting.
Which is so different from how I did it. Like I filled out applications with, like pen on paper. Like not even a computer, right? Like I filled out my applications. That's how long ago I went to school. But apparently, yeah. So it's kind of weird because he's starting to apply to schools.
Well, and that brings a good point too, is that like even for the visa application, it's not that much. It's okay. It's a lot of
gathering paperwork.
Collecting.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing makes that easier, and waiting doesn't make that easier.
Right.
And like, they're going to hit that expiration date where if you don't have things going, they just drop and you have to start over again. Right. So I understand her frustration with like, why aren't you moving faster? And he's just like, well, things here move slow. You know, we don't rush here. And
but he hasn't done dick. Like,
it's like, but you haven't like even started. I think that's the problem. So I don't know. She's probably going to like drag him to every area where he has to get his documents and such and fill them out for him. Probably. Right. Who knows? We'll see.
Yeah. That's interesting. I like watching this and seeing how it's going to play out. Like, since we know it doesn't have to end in marriage, you know, because of the type of show it is, like, they could break up. They could, you know, just watching these actual relationships play out is what is sort of exciting to me. So that is Amber and Daniel. Next we have Kay and Mark in Panama. So we have Mark arriving from California, and they clearly have a ton of intense chemistry. They clearly, like, their 10 years or whatever it is, 10 years have passed or something like that since they were originally together. And they talk about how, like, when they met, she didn't speak any English, he doesn't speak any Spanish, and they were together, right? Like,
right.
They clearly have this intense physical passion, this intense connection, this chemistry. And you can see that when he arrives now. Like, that doesn't seem to have changed. But they're sitting, having drinks and all this stuff, and she's talking about how she's a different person now, that she's not on ketamine anymore. She's, you know, the person he had originally met, you know, she was on drugs and she's not now. And so things are different. And so, but I don't think that's going to be an issue for them. Like, he seems like, no, like, we've been talking to, like, I love you. Like, you know what I mean? Which I think is great. Like, it seems like they have, like, that's not going to be an issue. But she does bring up, like, she has spent a lot of time learning a lot of English.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like 100% comfortable for her yet, but she has learned some, and she wants him to learn Spanish. Now, this is a trope we've seen before with Corey and Evelyn, right?
Right.
Like, she gets on him about it. Now, we have the issue in almost all the 90 days where the person going to the other country doesn't learn the language. That's normal. But the storyline of, like, look, I know your language, you need to learn mine. And him being like, okay, well, maybe. Like, why do I need to? You know, which, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, and sometimes, like, springing a new language on people, especially the older they get, it's not, you know, and maybe he was selfishly thinking she was learning English to just better communicate altogether. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like we assume that other countries they'll speak English to and we're fine. We don't have to worry about. We don't have to worry about the native language for them.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then in her mind, maybe she wants to be able to relax a little bit. It'd be nice to, you know, not have to walk him around or,
yeah,
you know, babysit him doing things. Like, you got to learn the language to
get around. Yeah. Well, a couple of thoughts too, is that one is like, he lived there before. How did he, you know, and he ran a hostel and stuff. How did he interact and do things? Cause he didn't just go there on vacation. Like, he was living there. How did he do all that?
I think higher up, the more businessy industry you get, you're going to get a lot more people who speak English.
Okay.
You're probably going to have translators. You don't have to do it, but he's not going to have a translator in the bedroom.
Right. And that's one of the things, that the other thought is that she had said specifically, like, she has a difficult time always expressing herself in English.
Right.
And she wants to be able to, like, express her feelings with him. And she has a difficult time with that because she doesn't, can't, you know, speak English. I mean, hell, I have a difficult time with that. And I only speak English, right? I can't speak other languages, unlike you, who can speak Japanese and all these other things.
I'm learning German.
Oh my God.
I know. But, like, I think that some things don't translate well when you try to put them in English. And English doesn't translate very well either, because it's too literal sometimes. So, love language doesn't really translate well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so I could understand wanting to express yourself in your native language, because then you know what you're saying and it's not being taken as something else. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, and they have some differences in their expectations and what they want, but also they're trying to figure out what they want, right? Like, do we still have what we used to have? Do we want to take this further? Like, you know, they're trying to figure it out. And I feel like communication on that is really critical, because it's one thing to have like sexual chemistry, it's and all that, but it's another thing entirely to build an actual relationship.
Well, if their only grind point at the moment is that he needs to learn Spanish, I think they're probably pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he'll be fine. Just get Duolingo. He'll be fine.
I don't know. Like, I can't speak other languages. I have a very difficult time learning other languages. I've never tried Duolingo. I've never tried any of that. So I don't know if that would be like work for my brain, but my brain has a very, like in high school and college, I took languages and I failed miserably. Like, I barely passed Spanish after like 3 years in high school and 3 years in college. I barely speak. And I lived in San Diego and went to Mexico. I barely speak the language. So hopefully he's not like me.
Hopefully, but then he can express that. Hey, I just don't learn it well, but he can at least fucking try.
Yeah, I would at least try now. Like, with all of these new things out there, like
they basically spoon feed you the language. Like, when I learned Japanese, it was through academia. It was in classes. It was over like 7 years, and I'm still not fluent in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I tried Duolingo for German, and it's actually pretty darn easy, but it helps that German language is the same basis. So it helps, right? But like, it, for me and him, just try, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah. You know, and it's funny, Baby Frauded Stepmom teaches on, what's the other one? Not Duolingo, but
Rosetta Stone.
Yeah, she teaches Rosetta Stone. She teaches French. She's a French teacher. She's taught high school. She's taught junior high. She's taught all of this. So she speaks French fluently. She teaches that. I feel like with things like Rosetta Stone and Duolingo, like there are a lot of different ways you could learn it. And I mean, hell, he's living in a Spanish-speaking country, right? Like, isn't that the best way to learn stuff, is immerse yourself in it?
Usually. But, you know, like I said, you have to be open to learn. If you're walking around just searching for the English and not trying, then no, it's not going to get into your system.
Interesting. Interesting.
Was there anything else with them?
I
just sat at a table the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure. This whole episode is just the couples, couple coming back to the Caribbean. Steven and Martine. Now, this one was funny. They are, what island are they on? Barbados?
Ooh, I don't remember.
I don't know. I'm trying to look here.
I can always find out.
Yeah.
I can always find out.
Let me see.
Yeah, it's Barbados.
Okay. Yeah. So, and she's in Miami. So we get a little bit more of her backstory too, is that she lived in New York and went to school there and had met him on one of her vacations. And then she decided she wanted to move to Miami because, you know, Western New York or upstate New York, wherever she was just too cold and gross for her, which I can't disagree with her on, having spent time in the winter up there. So she moves to Miami, and then that's obviously a lot closer for her to just like zip over to Barbados and to see him. And we see more of their dynamic. Now, her desire is for them to like take this relationship to the next level and be committed and get married and have a baby, because that'll fix everything. And then, and for him to come to Miami, and he doesn't want that at all in any way, shape, or form. He loves the relationship the way it is. She comes into town, they bone, they have fun, they're on vacation, she goes back, everything's fine. He can do whatever he wants there. We also find out he has a kid, a little daughter. And he's like, I'm not leaving my daughter. Like, why would I? And she's just like, well, we need to do something. I like started liking her less on this episode because of like sort of how unreasonable she was being. Not that she's unreasonable in what she wants. Like, she wants a committed relationship out of something. I'm not faulting her for that. What I'm don't like is the way she's trying to force him and be like, look, you owe me this, when he's like, I don't want this. And that is, you know, a sticking point in, you know, or maybe a breaking point in a lot of relationships, you know.
Right. Well, I mean, he's used to something and she wants it to be more, more relationship, more committed. Mm-hmm. And I think that he liked their relationship because it wasn't that. So,
right. Exactly. And what's interesting, so we see them, you know, having a meal together and they're having this conversation and they're both like being open and honest, right? Like, which I love, which is refreshing. They're both saying what they want and they're and what they don't want. And I feel like we haven't seen that on some of the 90 Day stuff, you know, where we're screaming at the TV. Just tell him that this, that, and, you know, don't pretend, you know, and he's not pretending. And, you know, she's not either. She's saying, look, I want a ring. And he's like, wait, what? You want me to propose? And then you want me to move? And what about my daughter? The other thing I didn't like is they showed the preview scenes for the next episode, which I can't wait, is her talking to his daughter. And of course, it's not in context. We don't know what is cut out. We only know what she's showing. What they're showing is these little clips of her like telling the daughter, you want me to marry your dad and you want to have a little baby sister or brother and all of this stuff, which I think is absolutely bullshit.
That's kind of crazy and weird.
It's bullshit to involve a kid in an adult, as Dr. Phil says, you don't involve kids in adult issues.
Yeah, but they like to do that to pull sympathy from the other parent. I've been there. Mm-hmm. So it's like, don't cloud kids like that. It's so fucked up.
Yeah, because that's like, yeah, and she likes her. Like, the daughter likes Martine and stuff, and that's great. But to use that as a manipulation tactic for dad, like, no. So this is just hot garbage, and this is proving to be, you know, their relationship is going to be interesting to see. all that. I just wish there wasn't a kid involved, but... you know, we got to get over that. But yeah, now their first night, they show they show them in the bathtub. Please share your thoughts on this.
the reenactments for the camera. I'm like, we've already seen tits.
Yes.
I don't maybe want she porn. Didn't agree. I don't she want didn't porn.
She like, didn't agree to show her tits.
It's just so weird. It's like let's take a bath together and keep our bathing suits on. It's like, is this Twitch? No, I'm kidding. So some people might get the joke.
I get it.
Anyways, it was just really weird. You know how it is though. Yes. They're like, okay, we want you guys to like, you know, have an intimate moment. It's just so funny.
Because, you know, they're, you know, they clearly are, you know, very sexually have the sexual chemistry and they're going to, you know, go and bone in the hotel or whatever and maybe have like a romantic, let's have a bubble bath with the pink champagne and all of this stuff. But they have their bathing suits and then, like you said, they're reenacting it for the camera. Like, at least on shows like Love After Lockup, those poor cameramen. Like, they just get kicked out of the room and then they listen through the doors when they're having sex in the shower and things like that. They don't reenact that bullshit. Like, they make the camera crews actually film this stuff, right? And this is a reenactment. But it's probably more than we see on, you know, stuff that's not on an ad, stuff that's on network.
Yeah, TV. And that's fine. They can cut the camera there.
That'll be interesting. So another thing that's interesting about like, so those are the four couples. That's it. There's only four couples on this show, which is what 90 Day started out as. If you go back to like the first season, they only had four couples and then they add more. So the thing about having only four couples is you can spend more time with them and get to know them, which I like, right? We got to see more of some of their backstories. We got to see like seeing Martine's backstory and how she ended up there. I love those stories. I love learning how people ended up where they did, how they landed where they did, right? And so being able to spend more time with each of these couples is good. Of course, because it's on Discovery Plus versus TLC, we get to see a little bit more risque content. I mean, not just like seeing the physical boobs and butt that we saw, but like the topics that they talk about, and we don't have to get the editing, like, you know, editing out cuss words and stuff. So it feels a little bit more genuine. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? So anyway, I'm excited to see what this next episode, I have to figure, what day does it come out?
I don't know. The next
it just discovered.
Actually, it's like already out. I just didn't watch it yet.
Like it, oh, is it? The episode 3's out? Okay, mm-hmm. Cool. Oh, okay.
I had to not watch it so I didn't get like confused talking about
right,
it.
Right, right. Well, I'm going to go watch it next because I can't deal with another a real episode of Happily Ever After. Are we under the tell-all yet? Like we can cover the tell-all, but I can't cover the episodes anymore. It's just horrible. Yeah. So that is Love in Paradise. Guys, you guys who are watching this with us, please, please come and comment in the Instagram posts about it when I post the episodes, or post screenshots from it. because I want to hear what you guys are thinking about this stuff. Again, I think it's a refreshing change to see new couples. I love that. We also have seen in the past week or so the trailer for The Other Way, the next season of The Other Way, which is, I think, season three?
Season four?
I'm not sure.
I can't remember.
But there's like six couples and four of them are retreads. So yeah. We're going to get Jenny and Submit again, Jenny being my cracker eater, which is just like, I can't deal. We see her like in the trailer. She's like,
they just have to get rid of footage. And then they had all the quarantine stuff. And mm-hmm. I think that like all mashes into the 90 Day Diaries.
Yeah.
And it's not enough to make a really full blown episode, but it's enough to touch on them.
Oh, and just 90 do like Day a quick, Diaries.
Yes. Oh yeah. It's, yeah. I'm sorry. My brain
was talking about, I was talking about The Other Way, the trailer for The Other Way, the new season of The Other Way that's coming out.
Oh goodness. Yeah. My brain is going all over the place.
No, it's okay. We're going to just so you guys know.
It's just because I hear those couples and I'm like, those couples are fucking recycled. They're everywhere.
Well, yeah. So we are covering, just letting you know, we're going to cover some 90 Day Diary stuff, regular episodes. Since we don't have a Patreon anymore, we're going to put them out here on our regular free feed. But we just had to go in and watch Diaries because I just like, okay, what kind of hot garbage are these couples up? And it's not, like you said, not a whole season. They're more bite-sized. So we're going to put episodes out talking about The Other Way. I mean, not The Other Way. Diaries. So 90 Day Diaries, which is also on Discovery Plus. So look out for those episodes. They will be all their own individual episodes so that you can, you know, pick and choose. You don't have to suffer it. Like if you don't want to listen to it, you don't have to. If you want to check it out, you can. But anyway, let's finish with The Other Way. So we get recycled content on Jenny and Submit. We get Corey and Evelyn. We get,
it's really interesting to see Corey and Evelyn though, because I thought that they had fizzled out.
Yeah.
Contract wise. You know, with all the drama,
yeah.
On Instagram, I thought maybe they were done, but it seems like TLC waived the money and they shut up again. So,
yeah. What other couples? There was like four couples. Jesus. So yeah, Evelyn, Sumit, and Jenny. Oh my God. I'm totally blanking. I'm having a complete blank.
Do I have to Google this? Okay. Hold on.
Yes. Oh, Binyam and Ariel, Ari, Ethiopia. Oh, and Armando and Kenny. That's who it is.
Okay.
That's it. So Armando and Kenny, which I think in Mexico, I think the people are excited to see them. And we know that they've gotten married. So I guess this will focus, and some of the pre shows them talking about, are you going to be a bridezilla and stuff? So I know people are excited to see them. And then yes, Binyam and Ariella, in Ethiopia, it looks like. So, and then we have two new couples, which, I think one's Turkey And the other, I don't remember what the other one is. So I'm just going to be honest with y'all. I'm going to fast forward through most of those couples. So we'll try to cover it, I think, but I don't know. You may have to cover it. And I'll just talk.
Okay.
All right. That's it. That's it. That's all we got for you this on Love and Paradise. We will see you later. You guys, don't forget, please don't forget to check out the link for my friend Chelsea's husband. Just check it out and educate and share if you can, or, you know, whatever. Just trying to gather awareness. Thank you guys. We are the Farcast and we're dumpster diving, so you don't have to. Hey, fraudcasters. You know, I used to find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting. They were the first thing to take off when I got home. But Skims has changed all that. You guys know I love my Skims Fits Everybody t-shirt bras. I own them in just about every shade now. I wear them every single day when I leave the house. And they are completely worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give. But what I was not expecting from them was how comfortable they are. Even the underwire bras that I wear all day, I barely even notice. Definitely not the first thing I take off when I come home anymore. Y'all, I'm a 36 double D and I've had a reduction and I've gone up and down and lost weight and gained weight and all the things. And the Fits Everybody t-shirt bra, I swear, fits me the best. I finally found a t-shirt bra that I can wear, but not only that, it is the best bra that I own. It holds the girls in so well, and let me just say, Hetero Life Mate really appreciates these bras too. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, from a 30A to a 46H. Plus, get free shipping on orders over $75. And if you haven't yet, please be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show, The Fraudcast, in the drop-down menu that follows.